10 years ago today, December 8, 1993, a major piece of legislation was signed into law by President Bill Clinton. It was the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Back then, Mexico had high hopes for NAFTA. Economists predicted that the blend of U.S. technology and investment capital, with Mexico's abundant labor, would shift the Mexican economy into high gear. Instead, many Mexicans now complain that things have only gotten worse. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has this report.
Juan, that's not his real name, was 16 when NAFTA was signed. He was living in Oaxaca, Mexico.
Soy hijo de campesinos.
I'm the son of farmers. My family grew corn, beans, and everything that the land could give. In the mountains, we had to grow crops the traditional way, using oxen to pull the plow. The farm wasn't big, but we could produce for ourselves, and at the same time, we could sell to people who had less.
Juan was ambitious. He managed to finish high school and hoped to go on to university. He smiles, remembering.
Son dos carreras que yo quería, abogado en leyes.
I wanted to study law or business administration.
Today, Juan is an undocumented farm worker in the U.S. He picks apples and tomatoes in northern Ohio and struggles to send as much money as he can back to his family in Mexico. He says he has no other choice because his family's financial situation got so bleak after NAFTA. Activist Hector de la Cueva says peasants are suffering throughout Mexico because they can't compete with heavily subsidized corn and other crops streaming across the border from the huge mechanized farms in the U.S.
They are abandoning their land. A lot of communities, the men are came to U.S. and so you could see a lot of small towns only with women, old people and children.
De la Cueva, who's with a Mexico City-based labor advocacy and research organization called CILAS, says it's not a whole lot better in the cities. He says Mexicans were promised that NAFTA would bring more jobs and better jobs.
Now, after 10 years, we have less jobs and worse jobs.
Economist Sandra Pulaski agrees that for Mexico, NAFTA's been a disappointment. Pulaski recently completed a study of NAFTA's impact for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
It's very hard to see a net gain in jobs as a result of trade in Mexico, and we would have expected not only some net gain, but we would have expected a very significant net gain.
Pulaski says NAFTA did create jobs, especially in the maquiladora sector, factories that assemble goods for export to the U.S., but employment there has slumped in the past couple of years, and while some farmers have managed to benefit from NAFTA by exporting fruits and vegetables, Pulaski says many more have been battered by imports.
So you have this huge segment of the population, a quarter of it, looking for other options, and the other options are growing much more slowly than expected.
But a major World Bank study that will be released later this month takes a kinder view of NAFTA.
It hasn't been a panacea, it hasn't been a miracle, but it hasn't had these negative, very large negative effects that have often been talked about.
Bill Maloney is one of the report's authors.
The net loss of jobs in agriculture is quite large, but it's very hard to know whether it had anything to do with trade liberalization. Agriculture prices in Mexico have been falling steadily from the 1980s to the present.
Maloney's co-author Daniel Letterman points out that a financial crisis hit Mexico in the mid-1990s. He says this was bound to deepen poverty there with or without NAFTA.
Mexican income dropped in 1 year, 1995, by 6%. Wages across the board for all Mexican workers on average fell by 25% in less than a year.
Letterman says you don't recover from a blow like that overnight. And Mexico's faced other setbacks in its quest to attract foreign investment and boost exports. It's fallen under China's lengthening shadow. Low as Mexican wages are, workers in China get paid only a quarter as much. Still, Letterman argues, NAFTA helped Mexico limit the damage, lifting per capita income at least 4 percentage points above where it would have been otherwise.
The bottom line is, Mexico would be poorer without NAFTA today.
Wages are slightly higher in some places than they were before NAFTA. In other places, they're lower. That's hardly cause for celebration, Letterman admits, and he says clearly trade alone won't alleviate poverty. But he says if Mexico makes the right investments, especially in education, the next decade should be better. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.